Thank you. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And that was Bella Fleck. We heard Life in 11 from Rocket Science with, of course, Bella Fleck on banjo, Future Man, drums and percussion, Howard Levy, harmonica, and piano elsewhere, and the great Victor Wooten on electric bass, slap style this time, man. Many love him. He's just the best, and he's cool, and he's a nice dude, too. God, he can play bass. Before that, we heard from Arthur Bly. We heard Odessa. This is a second version of it that was on Dada with Oludada on cornet, Cecil McBee on bass, John Hicks on piano, and Bobby Battle on drums. And we opened it up with from 68 with guitarist Pat Martino. We heard Israfel from Beina, The Clear Evidence, with kind of sounds like Giant Steps, but with Bobby Rose on second guitar, Gregory Herbert on sax, Gray Richard Davis on bass, just tearing it up on bass, Charlie Precept on drums, Reggie Ferguson on tabla, and Balakrishna on tambora. And you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and we don't want anybody to think that Bella Fleck was the first one to fuse jazz with bluegrass or country or anything like that. Here's some Buddy Emmons from the early 60s.
like it all for the planet. Beat up, beat up. Zoom, 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 zoom. Up in the air, up, zoom, up, zoom. Up in the air.
Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And that, of course, was the great Sun Ra and his orchestra, Rocket Number 9, takes off for the planet Venus. This is from a greatest hits, and I was looking around for 85 there for guitarist Carl LeBlanc, who was in that band, but this version of I like this one anyway. It doesn't matter. That's a good band, and he's from of course from Birmingham, and was known as Herman Poole Sonny Blanc. He settled on Chicago South Side in 46, and studious and intelligent. Blount had dropped out of college. He spent some time in Alabama prison for registering as a conscientious objector during World War II. Quiet, intellectual, and somewhat eccentric, there was little to suggest that over the next two decades he would become Sun Ra, one of jazz's most innovative and respected band leaders. By the time he left Chicago in 61, eventually settling in New York and later Philadelphia's Germantown, he was a leader of the orchestra, a big band like no other in jazz, composer and arranger of some of the most avant-garde jazz at the time. He was also architect of philosophy that formed his music, his life, and the lives of those around him, of synthesis of black nationalism, Egyptology, futurism, occultism, and Southern Baptist preaching. You hear it all. It was great. And the live performances of Sun Ra were incredible, like nothing else on this planet. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. And a couple of cuts by Guadalupean, mostly bassist, Thierry Fanfan, played in many bands, a session musician in Paris, so African bands, a couple of compa albums, and lots of Zouk records, but a great jazz player. And we heard Trois Changes, and from Insurrection Pellière, Volume 1, Voyage dans l'écrit d'Aimé Césaire par le dire et la musique à travers son œuvre. This is Mont Macumba featuring Marius Guten and Thierry Fanfan. And the translation is Pearl Bearing Insurrection, Volume 1, Voyage in the Writing of Aimé Césaire by saying it, and the music through its work. And before that, we heard off of Cime L'Amour by Thierry Fanfan with Ralph Damard, Dédé Saint-Prix, Donné Eric, Karine Guillot, Tony Chasseur, Mehdi Gerville. And just a great jazz player with a different feel, though. He's from the islands, but just as much a jazz player as anybody else, and his discography proves much of that. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. in the background, Johnny Hodges, last solo he ever took in this world. Duke Ellington Band, Blues for New Orleans, from New Orleans Suite, never gets old. Wild Bill Davis on the organ, Rufus Jones on the drums, Joe Benjamin bass, Harry Carney, saxophones, Paul Gonzalez, tenor sax, Harold Ashby, tenor sax, Norris Turney, saxophones, Russell Prokop, saxophones, Dave Taylor or Chuck Connors, bass, trombone, Julian Priester, Buddy Wood, trombones, and Money Johnson, Mercer Ellington, Al Rubin, Fred Stone, or maybe just Cat Anderson, trumpets, and flugelhorns, who's ever doubling, Cootie Williams, lead trumpet. This program's produced here at KRVS Cypress Lake Studios, Cultural Service, University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on KRVS comes to you each week through generous support of listeners like you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. University of Louisiana Lafayette joins you in support of our programming and KRVS. For more information, our website, krvs.org. Funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting supports KRVS broadcasts of local programming as well as programs purchased from outside sources like Afro Pop Worldwide. This is the John McGagne Passport to Modern Jazz. We see you next time, baby.